This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis Cooperative, providing innovative solutions to tomorrow's agriculture. Memorial Day marks the unofficial start to the summer grilling season, and with the grills firing up around the country, questions about meat demand are lingering. With meat prices at the store at lofty levels and beef prices reaching record highs, will consumers have less demand for meat this summer? We will hear more from Joe Camp of Comstock Investments next.
The 2026 fungicide package from Landis Cooperative combines trusted crop protection, foliar nutrition, and expert agronomy support into one complete strategy designed to help your crop finish strong through disease and late season stress. Corn and soybean programs are available now. Talk with your local Landis representative today or call 515-817-2100 to put a stronger protection plan in place for your acres.
Joe Camp of Comstock Investments tells the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network that consumer concerns are twofold right now with regards to high prices for meat at the grocery store.
I do think we have more indication of likely pushback from the domestic consumer this summer because so far the summer is kicking off with this higher fuel price situation that really compounds the problem. And so when consumers are wanting to grill out or eat out, they're having in mind what their bill is at the grocery store and at the fuel pump lately.
Camp says that even if demand for higher priced cuts dips, that doesn't necessarily mean consumers will buy less meat this summer.
And that might be something where we see some resistance on the higher price cuts, those ribeyes that have gotten up to $21, $22.99 a pound. And that may bode well then eventually in a bigger way for, say, alternative cuts and even pork as well. So something to watch for.
He adds that the meat industry had similar concerns last year, but for the most part, demand remained strong.
The same question, though, that we had this time last year, and we didn't overall see a big pushback to stop what was a record run for cattle futures eventually.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.